I agree, yeah.
So, yeah, those look great. I mean, I think that's a great start, and then people can, I think once they see stuff, we'll ask for more, probably.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. The thing is, there's definitely been some in terms of coding and stuff, so it's water mine, etc. For generally, it's the statistics on the price. So that if that is something that feels important, then maybe we should try to put that down for as a feature that we should have. I don't know. What do you think?
So I didn't quite understand them. Could you make that a little bit more clear? So you want to change? Or just
okay, so at the moment we're using some hardware that's been developed for Wikipedia.
Yeah.
We go through the database down by extract statistics. We want some that needs to be modified to accommodate some open network specific things. Like specific for special namespaces like protocol.
Yeah, no, I think that would be pretty neat. Maybe we can talk about that a little in the feature list as time goes on. So how many of these things that in the distilled list are a lot of them already sort of just provided in the existing stuff and they just need to be teased out of it, or are some of them just wholly new things?
I guess the majority of the things, so the stuff that's in the PDF, it's already available in the current kind of script, so it just needs to be teased out. So then there's other things that we might have to implement. And but it's not like terribly well documented or commented, it's kind of, you know, possible to do, but it will take some time.
This is the code that creates the Wikipedia statistics code.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, one thing to consider would be anything that already exists, if you wanted to, like, work a little bit, just even if it's just copying it down into a page that's, like, you know, more obvious, like a site statistics page, you know, that just has those, so that people can just see how it's been growing, like, changes over time. That might be interesting, even if it's just being manually moved from the PDF, which I think is pretty hard for people to get into, onto it, like a Titans page, you know.
Yeah.
Just to begin with. And then if there's any of the ones that we can't already get, then we could probably work to actually create those statistics in the first place.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. It feels like it's passing. I don't feel I have at the moment have the time to do this actually.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have the list now, so we can see it. Maybe we can have just start that page up and add stuff to it. I think pretty much anybody could do that anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask Bill how he's feeling about optimizing these kind of analytics on the website? Do you get a lot of tweaking to do, or?
Well, I don't know the format that it's coming from, but there are plenty of ways to quickly get it up there and to automate that process quite trivially. So I think that you should concentrate on what kind of information you are looking for, and formatting and getting it up there is something that's it's a pretty straightforward thing to do. So I think that I don't want to sound blasé about it. It's just that I don't have a lot of experience with specific Wikipedia statistical packages at this point. So I think that what you said, using the one that you're doing, sounds like the right thing. And taking a look at some of the other systems, lower level statistics at the same time, I always get curious about. So I think it's going to really be about what really is going to need to drive whatever processes people have. In other words, if you have to make decisions about whether we have hardware base appropriate for it, we can include some of that. But as I said, it's a little bit of a blank slate at this point, so I don't know what the specific things you're taking down are right now, but I'll be glad to take a look at them.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Anything else on the analytics? Okay. So for the coordinator stuff, we have, if you notice, the steering committee blog is now up. If you follow that link to the blog.org. I put up like just a first post there just so you guys could see what it looks like. There's obviously some stuff that's still not great about it, but there's a page where you can kind of post things that should be fixed or changed. Additionally, if you want to write man, I think the thinking here is that anybody from the steering committee could just sort of post notes onto the steering committee blog, whether it's about a new feature on the site or about a whole new area, like reviews or, you know, protocols thing or something, then they should be able to do so really easily. So everyone will get accounts on it, but at the moment, we don't have the OpenID mapping between the two for properly, so just for now, we're just going to have, like, basically two usernames. So I need to know a username for anyone who'd want to be on there, and then I'll have it send you an email with a temporary password, and then you can add yourself. So if you want to just add your username, your preferred username in the coordinator section on the reports page, then I'll add you to the blog.
Jason, so
you go with WordPress, by the way, to the blog?
Yeah, so it's WordPress MU. Ilya, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's based on WordPress MU, which is the multi-site version of WordPress. And it's pretty much self-installation, except that public synapses, which are enabled by default, are disabled, and so that's why you have to send mail to synapse.
And the MU is for multi-user, is that right?
It's not for multi-user, but essentially it's a multi-site version. So that means we can provide as many blogs as we want to the user using one single installation of the software. It's kind of like a blog farm. It's a blog community, that's the thing. And in the future, we plan to be able to do authentication against the CDVIC installation. So you wouldn't have to log in twice to the two different sites. So everything would be integrated. But for now, you will have a separate account. I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, sorry, go ahead. So in the end, I think we want to have the opportunity, if we want, to offer it to many people, but for the moment, it's basically we're going to have one for the steering committee, and then, like, maybe a small group of people, anyone. Like, if anyone on the phone right now wants one, they can get one, and a couple other people have already asked for them, so I think we're going to do it as, like, a trial.
So in terms of the information, how do you see, we should all move to the blog, or we still have to use the wiki for certain type of information?
I think the blog is just meant to be basically communicating with, like, the community at large, right? So the idea would be that if we have a new feature or something we want to tell everybody about, we don't want to spam everyone's inbox with it, but they're probably not checking the main page every day, but maybe they'll subscribe to a blog. So, like, for instance, if you look like go to Dig, or most websites, they've got a blog affiliated with them just to announce, like, new features and stuff like that. And so I think it's, like, a decent way for us to, like, you know, disseminate the survey, disseminate, you know, like, things like that could go out. Once we have a big base, hopefully, of people reading the blog, then it could go out that way, in additionally to putting it up on the site. So it's not, I don't think it's a way for the steering committee to communicate among itself, but it's really the steering committee to communicate externally.
Okay.
So I think most of our stuff would still take place on the wiki.
And it could be used to communicate among the steering committee members. You know, you could just post comments, and
yep,
people would be able to see them. And a nice feature of a blog is that you can subscribe to subscribe to it, so then you would get updates automatically using your RSS reader.
Yep, I think that's right. Okay, so that's it. So send me your names or post them on the page. New pilots, Jen, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have the first Open Wetware feature highlight, which is Biblio extensions, and it would probably be good to swap those out reasonably frequently so that people have ideas for other extensions, so there's decent documentation that they'd like to see highlighted. And I think the main thing is you need suggestions for the next lab highlight.
You want them now or?
Sure.
Either way.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I can think of one, I'm sure. I'll get back to you.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, I think it's fine the way we're doing it, just kind of like we think of labs that have cool sites or frequent users. It might be nice at some point to, you know, try to look off the site stats to see if I could get a sense of, like, frequent lab users in that way, but it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to pull that information out.
Yeah.
But
Okay, Mac or Austin, or you want to talk about the software stuff? I don't know that they're on the phone.
It is. I think it's working. Can you hear this?
Yeah, yeah. I can hear you, Mac.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow is right. Go ahead.
The exciting world we live in. So, Bill, does Bill have an OpenWebWare account?
Bill, do you have an OpenWebWare account?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I just went to look at the chat page and I thought you need an access to get in there.
Get one for him soon.
Yeah, we can do that.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
But then I wasn't even in the last meeting, so I think maybe Austin and Rachel would be better to lead the discussion about what the features are.
So why don't we hold off on that, because I think it's on the main list of things to go over, so we'll come back to that topic.
Alright.
Sounds good. Alright, and I don't think John Cumberge is not on the phone. I don't think he was able to call in.
I've been talking about this, so I can help with this.
Yeah, that'd be great. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, so John has been talking with one of the guy, I'm not exactly sure at what level, in the upcoming IET Synthetic Biology Journal. And he's actually been sort of consulting with them. He's asking them to call it consulting, but that's essentially what it is. He's giving them advice about how to be good at Web 2.0, like deal with new publishing themes and ideas online. So he's really trying to push them in the direction of being open access. And their current model is to provide PDFs of every article online that you can download, but not really anything more than that. And I think that he brought it up here because this community is also really interested in open access publishing, and they are at the nascent stage of it, which they might be willing to go even farther than conventional open access journals. So they might not even charge a $2,000 publishing fee because they don't publish, they don't print anything. I don't know. He just wanted to get that out there.
Oh, that's interesting. So are they? Is he going to have, like, opportunities to, are they looking to do anything, like, more than just getting an open access journal? Are they actually thinking about stuff?
I think the idea is that they're not sure what they're doing, and they know that being online and being open is sort of the future, so they want to go in that
direction.
And this community is becoming sort of a set of experts on that topic, or at least informed people. And so sooner or later, it would be good to have more than just John talking to them, because
yeah,
there's some interesting relationships there.
Yeah, well, the thing they're doing, the synthetic biology thing, there's a lot of presence of that on the site, so maybe that does make sense, so we'll keep that on the radar.
Yeah, I think it was just a radar notice. I'm not exactly sure what the action is out of this.
Okay. The other thing, were you also on the Elsevier Scopus stuff, or?
No, I'm not.
So I got a bunch of those emails. I don't know if John was just forwarding them to everybody, but the I think basically where it stands is the last was that he had asked them if they were interested in integrating the Scopus thing into Biblio or not, and because we thought it would be a nice feature to have, but it wasn't really a priority for us to get that integrated. So I don't know if they got back to him, but. It sounds like if you do click through the link, the page you get to, this is basically the Cited By thing, so if you click Cited By, you can dig into Scopus, and it shows all the articles, and it's really sort of better than Google Scholar's Cited By, I would say, but you get all the articles that cite that article, and then if you click through further, then you have to log in for different stuff, so it's kind of okay in that you can get most of the information you need for free, but it's not obviously optimal, and it is Elsevier, so... So we basically said, yeah, sounds cool, but we don't want to do the work, so we'll see what they say about it. Okay. So, Shree, did you want to talk about any forward updates?
Yeah, sure. So, one, Bill is now starting next week officially, but he's going to start, I guess, figuring out what's going on starting, I guess, right now. So, that's important.
Try my fire.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, Bill's first introduction to the series. The search for the community developer has been relaunched. Specifically, we are looking for more biology experience. Given our first experience, we're looking at people that have relevancy and are able to talk to experimental biologists in a reasonable manner. And we found out that, at least through our initial interviews, that's pretty important. And so if you guys know anyone or want to push out the word on that search, we'd be happy to hear about candidates. And finally, the last thing is kind of integrating with the steering committee is we were approached by FLOSS to write a community page for Open Wetware. And so FLOSS's community pages are essentially small papers on how communities get together to essentially enable the sharing of information. And so it seems right up our alley, and they're really excited. And so if people are interested and want to partake, we're going to organize a meeting, which will probably be announced on the wiki, and try to bring together as much people that want to help write the paper. And so if people are interested, please contact me or Jason or other people on the board. But yeah, email me if you're interested, essentially. I think that's about it.
Okay. So that's all from the chairs. So for the topic items, we had a couple things. I guess the first, so the RSS wiki extension, I don't know if that's just something that should get lumped into the featured conversation or not. It just has been sort of topically discussed lately. Ilya, I don't know. I mean, it sounded like there were some extensions that we might just consider implementing straight away. Did you take a look at them, or...?
Well, I kind of glanced at them, but I haven't installed or looked into them in detail. They will be used for a review page, right?
So the idea is just to allow us to have someone be able to dump an RSS feed from a different page into a wiki page on OpenWetware easily. And so this was suggested by Cameron Nyland, who's working on the OpenWetware reviews a lot, and he wanted to, I don't know, have it feed a bunch of a reading list that he could update on, like Monadia or something, directly into the reviews page. But I think that's a good idea, and there's already a bunch of existing extensions to it. I think we just need to pick one. So.
Right, so we need to figure out which features you would need, and then if there are no particular requirements, then just pick one which is the easiest to use.
So I think Cameron said that it would be nice if you have some formatting of the RSS feed within the wiki page.
Okay.
Or some control over formatting, so that's one criteria to keep in mind as we're
Okay.
This is Bill. I just wanted to mention that I've had a good amount of experience participating with RSS, and there's a parser for RSS that's called Magpie that at least it's better when teams will all use. So what you get out of Magpie is a really simple connection, which is all right.
also in the chat window. On the list, we kind of picked, you know, cherry picked these out as things that we thought were kind of practically important stuff to go after. And we split into the three different categories, well, four, I guess, but three main categories being making it easier for people to contribute information to the site, making it easier for people using the site to find information on the site so to manage the information that's already out there, and then finally for publishing information from OpenWetware to other sites in general, so like basically disseminating the content more widely than just OpenWetware. And the last bit, I guess, is just back-end, but I don't think we need to really talk about that too much. So I don't know if we want to kind of maybe, if I know we had some people who had signed on kind of as being interested in some of these, so maybe we could go over a couple of them, or I don't know what people think as like the most kind of productive way to do this. Any thoughts? Okay, so let's just go ahead and maybe pick a couple and talk about them for a little bit. So
like one example is pack the category and how we create one page. I think there is a little bit of a question there as to whether it's better to have, you know, personal tagging of pages and then we, you know, maybe instead tag clouds and pages and whatnot. Or do we want to try to go for more like controlled vocabulary so that, you know, it's not that some people are labeling stuff E. coli and some people are labeling it with like full speech and tape, all, you know, all say, I don't know if you care about stuff like that or if you want to try to see if there's anything, or we should just, you know, go with like the Flickr model or whatever of, you know, whatever tag you want.
So basically there's two issues there. One is whether you need to have like a standard vocabulary of categories and tags, right? And then I guess I'll bring up a second issue, which is sort of how do you motivate people to put those tags there in the first place? So like as a vote in favor of kind of random tags, if I could use the tags to organize stuff myself, I'd have motivation to create my own organizational scheme, and then, you know, someone else comes along and just, you know, we could read that on the back end and find out how people are describing stuff. What's that?
Yeah, things in the...
Sorry, Vincent, do you want to say something?
Yes, all right. Would it be fair to say that without a standardized vocabulary, it can be hard to aggregate information and to make sure that people can find easily the content they're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's really unclear. I mean, obviously the biggest problem we have so far is that there's just way too many pages in the information. It's unclear how it gets organized and where it gets organized. So, I mean, one way might be categorize, but we already have categories that seem to some extent not take off in a lot of senses, because, you know, there might not be an exact structure that we know of ahead of time, especially since it's the, you know, it's kind of the whole purpose of that is not structured so you get that. But it's kind of like a give and take, so I think maybe trying a lot of things or trying one of several things might be a better route and see which one kind of hooks on the best, or I'm not exactly sure. Because, I mean, I think the only people using the categories right now are Reshma and Austin. And they've done a bunch of work, but it doesn't seem like more people are tagging. Do have people noticed the categorization on pages at all?
Yeah, I think it's a great work.
So we could, if we all decided to just kind of go with that and make a more decided effort to stick with the categories, or we can try something that might be more a little more functional, like tagging. I don't know what people think in that sense.
It's really the same thing, I think. It's just, I mean, maybe the database is not, but from a user interface perspective, that's the only difference between the category and the tag. As far as I can tell, I think that if it was easier, like you just have one click before you can categorize a certain page, then a lot more people would do it.
Yeah. Well, there's also the question of whether it's personal for you or it's like just one category. You know, like when I, this X protocol, either I label it just for myself or it gets labeled once and that has to be shared by everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I think shared consent would be great. I mean, especially because it's sort of a wiki, it would, I think, average out to be the right set of terms.
Yeah. Well, can I ask about this, Bill? How prevalent linking is within documents? How much linking is going on? Are people using linking very frequently within the wiki?
It depends on the content. So, like a lot of protocols, no. You know, so a lot of people will not really link to other protocols that are related or link to like the materials they're using. I mean, some people will, but most people, I think, for the most part, are taking their existing protocols, like Word documents, and putting them on the wiki as a point of convenient access. And so what comes into play is that afterwards, either someone has to go and find it and categorize it, it's unclear. So yes, I would say for the most part, in terms of a lot of information resources out there, there's not a lot of linking. On the other end, on the internal community end, I would say there is partial linking, perhaps too much, so it depends on which one's the most current and set of information. And so those are the two sets of problems.
This is sort of like the $64,000 question a lot of people are asking. When you deal with something called an ontology, it's sort of a community-described set of words that have meanings that are relevant to your community, and that everybody agrees to using them. How you develop that ends up being a kind of complicated task, and I think that a lot of the people are saying that semantic Wikipedia will be the answer to things like this, but there still is a need to harvest all of the possible places that words are being created that have this value being some kind of keyword, either tag, six, four categories, and come up with a central way that you as a community agree you're going to use them. So, there's no silver bullet out there to do it. But I think that your approach of actually saying, try a couple of different approaches is the most pragmatic and probably the most likely to succeed instead of thinking about it for 6 minutes.
I mean, so just to give people a more concrete idea of one option, I put a slightly broken link of under the tag, the category page in the chat window. If you look on that page, there's a link to Avenue A's Patreon page. This is a company that has integrated tagging into their own internal company site, which is based on MediaWiki. And I think you can actually see some screenshots there if you guys are on a computer. And they actually have, tag clouds there. So when you, upload a file, you can just click on different things within the tag cloud. But it's going to be their shared tags, so that if you upload a file, everyone sees what you tagged it with. But, that's kind of one option for a type of implementation. So obviously, that would require a bit of work beyond. You'd have to use the development for that, but that is an example of how to make it easier for people to tag things. So you'd imagine that when you down at the bottom, when you click save page, maybe it also has, a set of links or a tag cloud there, and you can click on the tag that you want to add to the page when you save a page.
So it's important to consider of the use of their user tags is that they have a tag that they label information on different types of clicker or delicious and so on, which allow tagging. And then their internal wiki is subscribed via RSS to all the articles or pictures on the site. And then those things get added to the wiki automatically as an RSS feed on a page. So they actually have external integration via tagging to external sites.
So they use that to keep it, changing all the time, basically, on a main page, for instance, is that right?
Right, so they have a feed of all things tagged AARS in elsewhere, right? You know, and they get the feed to the page, I think, or something like that. So, for example, you could tag papers, using Open Webware tag, and then the papers could show up on Open Webware when they're tagged elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
I mean, that would be really easy to implement because we have RSS feed.
right. I can embed on Wikidata, especially anyone who starts tagging. I mean, you know, create a page that displays an RSS feed of anything tagged with OpenWhatWare or OWW.
That, the paper that you're referencing, I think that was from a Harvard business school publication, is that correct?
Yeah.
I've seen that, I've read that article, and I really was impressed with what they did. And as far as tagline goes, it's really pretty straightforward to think about what can be done there, and I really respect that position of thinking about the way they can be combined with RSS to automate some of the ways that information is being pulled in and displayed within OpenWhiteWare. I mentioned before, but I'm really hugely bullish on RSS at this point. So I think it's a great opportunity to look at. A lot of work has been done by those people. Microsoft bought that company, unfortunately, but that's another story.
Nice. Okay, so I think there's some good ideas there. I'm trying to take some notes on this, and if anyone else too, so we can just probably add some of these comments to the actual feature list pages as we go along too, or after the meeting. So is there any of the other features that people had particular questions about or anything? I have some, but you know. Okay, I'll propose one. So the seeding of the user pages when accounts are created. So this is the idea that when a new user registers, instead of getting an email that tells them to go to the how to get started pages, they actually get a link to their user page, and it's been sort of seeded with some information based on what they gave us when they signed up, and the actual tutorial and use the wiki kind of is inside their user page, so they, you know, make changes right there and end up eventually deleting the tutorial, and so they clearly get, number one, a user page set up, and number two, an experience of editing the wiki right away, that they have some incentive to do because it's their user page. So I guess part of the questions I had was, you know, what are the, if you have any ideas for what would be good things to seed the page with to begin with? You know, like what kind of, like what would that look like? What would you imagine as a, you know, for when you first started OpenWhiteWare as being the most helpful stuff to have there? That's what I was wondering.
I think the cluster this morning, I think the cluster map's a great idea just from what we've seen. On ours, this is one of the things that really convinces people that they'd like to set up their lab with you, although I haven't actually seen people, you know, rushing to do that around Oregon, but they seem to like that when they see it, so I think that's definitely a good thing to see the page with.
So the cluster map, people don't know, it's just the thing that shows all the little pegs where somebody shows up, it's like a map of the world for whoever's hitting your page. Okay. So, I mean, we could also, I mean, I guess the idea maybe would just be to map the how to get started page right onto there. I don't know if, I mean, it would take some work, I think, in terms of making it obvious for how to get rid of it, but, I mean, do people think that's a good approach, or is it, you know, or are we going to end up with lots of user pages that just start the how to get started?
Jason, I think that's a great idea, personally. I think, from my experience with OpenWhiteWare stuff, the number one problem was people just didn't know where to start, and everything starts to get really disorganized, and before we end up having a structured sort of way to add information because of the system, at least we could have a lot of text that helps people put the right stuff for the same thing in the same places. And even if it does end up being generic for a lot of the user pages, so what?
No, I mean, I totally agree. I think very early on, at least sort of getting the first 20 or 30 labs on OpenWhiteWare, I think initially a lot of it was, like, many of us would just go feed other people's pages and other people's lab pages to kind of get them online and help them along the way. And that really brought a lot of people online that, you know, continue to today. And I think we've lost a lot of that because it's just gotten too big to do that for every lab. And if we can think of ways to scale that, I think this is actually a good one where we put information about the user that they apply with, and I think people will tend to motivate themselves to edit their own material, like information about themselves. And once they see how easy it is, I think a lot of people end up joining and using it more often.
from your experience, do you find that just generally one or two people who are instrumental in making the decision on the part of the lab to join Open Wetware?
Yes, I think that is definitely true. I think one of the big ones that we often get is the person that's in charge of the lab website and how horrible it is to maintain.
Right.
That person convinces a lot of people to come on. A lot of times it's just convincing a couple of the grad students that this is a good idea, and, you know, they kind of buy it from, you know, they want to have more access to information even amongst their own lab and have a more functional lab website. I think it often is one or two people that kind of get it rolling and will put information about other people in lab on the site.
Well, the reason I ask the question is because I think that this is a really great idea. And I think that a couple of the notion that what if at the same time that you're sending out information that can be customized around a person a little bit, you also have it so that it's hierarchically set up to give information about their particular lab. So that, in other words, when they join, there would be part of the content that could be modified by the person that started it, like the website guy within that lab, so that they could be personalized a little bit for each one of the member institutions that were joining.
Right.
So you can imagine a system whereby if we made it easier for you to invite your friends, right? So once the lab got on and they invited people, you'd have a seating on the lab page as well as pages, for
right.
You know that they were associated with each other.
Exactly. So the first 30 or so institutions that you mentioned, Street,
yeah.
The idea is that this would give those other people the ability to have one person being the steering wheel a little bit, moving.
No, I think it's a very good idea. And I think, even the idea of, like, friending people and seeing what edits those people are making. And we talked about this a lot, where very early on, it was really so much fun to look at the recent pages and see, like, which one of your friends were editing. You kind of knew everyone that was on the site. And even now, it's, like, pretty interesting. But I think new users that come on, I think it's kind of overwhelming, and they don't really use that feature as much.
Yeah.
And so we have the special recent changes, but it ends up being, like, we have to go tell people about it because they don't know about it themselves. So having things like that.
Yeah, one thing would be nice is just seeing a person's user feed with a social recent changes for their lab.
That's exactly right. But the problem is a lot of people don't necessarily join on with the lab. So, I wonder, like, if there's better ways, like people in the network or something, or, like, a way to add some of this kind of social stuff to it on top, you know.
But you could imagine that if they just put in their lab name, you know, like basically you could have like a, if you want to make user interface a little nicer when a person signed up, you type your lab name in and hit go, and it basically just automatically formats the recent changes with that lab name colon, you know, and the idea is that down the line, if their lab already exists, they get it, and if not, it kind of entices them to create it, you know, so I guess it's a great idea, actually.
Down the line, the other thing you can also think about is that as specific areas of competency develop within Open Wetware, such as right now, synthetic biology obviously is really important, but if another domain starts to open up, then you can have the same kinds of handling of other different kinds of content, so that you continue to have these kind of clouds that are developing, and you still have common tools that everybody's using, but people start self-identifying the kind of information, the kind of format and tools they need access to. So that's just a thought, but I think that's a good direction.
Yeah, I think all of these are really important ideas. I agree with making it continuing to be useful.
Yeah, I think a lot of the analogies that hold up for the lab will hold up for the research area. So anything if we get a tool that works really well for a lab group, then it'll probably scale up to working really well for like a, you know, everybody who studies Franconian DNA, for instance, or something.
I think also if we pursue the lab notebook idea, then
the lab notebook ID would be seeded with a lab notebook template.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
button for your submarine is... you'd want to hit and move a whole section, or you'd want to just move a page, or that button
doesn't
make sense.
That's how we planned it. The whole page, once the material is going to be open, we would just be able to move that. Well, it'd be easy for us to do that, you know, just move the whole entire thing over to the public side. And so, I mean, you have to have that kind of in mind to begin with, to, I think, to make it more practical, easier for people to do in the lab.
How did you do that exactly? Is it just a matter of, like, having, like, a namespace of things?
Yeah, so the way this has worked is that each person has, you know, their name, and then linked to their name is another bunch of pages with projects, ideas. So they kind of keep their, the things that they don't want people messing around with and looking at in one section, and then a project is essentially figures that are being expanded and noted for publication.
Okay.
So it's like figure one and then text, and the figure's in a thumbnail, and then, you know, they might say, well, this has to be done over again, but, you know, basically the bottom line here is that such and such works. And then as the material progresses, you end up just building up a whole paper that way. So, I mean, it's very... It's amenable to just hitting a, like, as you say, hitting a button and having it go to the public side.
Right. So that's in the case where basically you're accruing a bunch of stuff that's
right.
becoming like a paper, essentially, by the end, right?
Yeah.
And then do you guys link to, like, affiliated, but where you guys keep your protocols on the public side, right? Or do you have some of them
on
the private side?
We don't keep protocols on the private wiki, just because we just don't have that many.
Okay.
The protocols that we use are on the public ones, because everybody should be able to use those.
Yeah. And, like, the lab notebooks, I mean, do they keep their lab notebooks there at all, or is it more collaborative writing?
I was going to sign up for the lab notebook interested parties. I'd be interested to know what the ideas are for that. So far, no. I think what they do is just, what we've decided is just to upload whatever information they might have, like you know, films, and then annotate it, and you know, say what the bottom line is, and
gotcha.
And then, you know, what we're going to do from here, if it's done, or, you know, what this means. And then what we found it incredibly useful for is because many people in the lab are working on we're working on this pathway of proteins, and they're all functionally interdependent. So that means that everybody in the lab is essentially working on functionally interdependent stuff as well. And so what's nice is that they can link their project to somebody else's page without messing with somebody else's page. And so the information is always right in hand. So, for example, if you find that protein A is activated by something, you can link it to the person's page who's working on that. And so it's your data. You just happen to find that because we're working on very closely related proteins. So it turns out to be, you know, just it's so useful in that way.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, it would be good to have your input as it goes forward with the notebook stuff and the button particularly.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. All right. Well, so I think we should finish up here, but I would definitely encourage everyone to go through that list again and just sign up for any of the ones they're interested in. And then I think as Bill gets more familiar with them, we'll probably have follow-up meetings for the ones we're going to take forward immediately and try and actually spec them up in sort of subcommittee meetings or something like that. But I think there's a whole bunch of really exciting, cool features that I'd definitely love to have, so it would be neat. So if anybody has anything else? No? Okay. Well, great. Thanks a lot. Everyone for calling in.
Can I just make one suggestion?
Yeah.
When you're thinking about the kind of things you want, I think that there are at least two domains that are important to consider. One are things that would be called infrastructure, i.e. technologies that could be brought to bear. And the second are going to be the specific ones that actually sort of are related to what you do on a daily basis. So, comments on both of those would be really welcome because they're both important.
Sorry, Bill, can you heard that a little bit
more?
I'm not sure.
What I'm saying is that sometimes there's a need that a person has, that they can't express by pointing to a technology out there, and they'll say, well, I'd like to do something like this. There are other people who are going to come in and say, we want RSS, which is cool. So I just want to make sure that I understand the crossover between some of these things so that I understand why some of these things are being asked for. On some occasions, at least, I might be able to provide a better way or a different way, I should say, a different way of doing it. And sometimes different ends up being faster to do, other times it doesn't. But I just want to emphasize the fact that I'm not trying to, say, go this way or that way. But I'm saying if I have some domain information about it, as well as what you think the solution is, then I really think that's a lot of really good information to work from.
Great.
Okay, well, great. I'm real excited about this. All right, well, thanks, everyone, for calling in.
Great to talk to you.
Okay,
bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yep. Bill, we're seeing you at 4. Yep. Great.